Good morning. From KQED Radio News, this is Quest, a weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. I'm Andrea Kissick. Just how safe is your shampoo, eyeliner, or aftershave? No one really knows. There is very little government oversight of the cosmetics industry in the United States. In an effort to shed more light on the ingredients in everyday cosmetics and toiletries, California lawmakers passed groundbreaking legislation 2 years ago. The Safe Cosmetics Act, which took effect this year, requires manufacturers to report all toxic ingredients to the state and let the public decide what is safe. Irene J. Liu reports.
On a weekday afternoon at a salon in Pleasanton, blow dryers buzz over top 40s music as a stylist shampoos and snips hair. Today, one customer is expressing her concern over the perfume in her hair products.
I can't stand any of the strong smelling ones because they're right there and I have to wash them out as soon as I get home. But yeah.
Store manager Tina Chacon assumes the products she sells are safe because they are professional salon products. Still, Chacon's company has rules for stylists when they are working with hair dyes and other salon chemicals.
They are to wear goggles and gloves, and if they are going to have a baby soon, there is a mask they should use because they are very potent, you know, and not good to smell, and it is very strong, especially with perms, pretty smelly.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration oversees the cosmetics industry, but unlike food and drugs, the FDA has limited powers and few resources to monitor cosmetics. In fact, what little research there is comes from an industry-funded research panel. Rebecca Sutton is a staff scientist with the Environmental Working Group, a nonprofit that advocates on environmental health issues. She says the FDA regulations are not enough.
I think most Americans would be surprised at their idea of regulation. They are not allowed to require recalls if products are unsafe. If they would like a product to be removed from the market, they must prove in a court of law that it's unsafe before they can request a company to recall this product.
Frustrated by a lack of regulation, California lawmakers passed and the governor signed the Safe Cosmetics Act of 2005, the first of its kind in the country. The law requires cosmetic companies to report if their products contain cancer-causing or toxic chemicals. The State Department of Public Health decides which chemicals need to be reported and has the power to investigate companies and set health standards. State Senator Carol Migden of San Francisco sponsored the legislation. She hopes that by forcing companies to disclose the use of potentially toxic ingredients, it will motivate them to switch to safer ingredients.
We're saying eliminate this dangerous compound, this ingredient, and instead substitute something safer. The face cream may not be as thick, and so there's an adjustment. The nail polish may not be as shiny. But I think all of us consumers are happy to make those accommodations.
California's new law comes during a time of increasing concern over chemicals in cosmetics. The European Union recently banned more than 1,000 chemicals from use in cosmetics and toiletries. Many California advocates want to see a similar ban in the U.S. But it was a battle just to pass the disclosure law. The Cosmetic Toiletry and Fragrance Association and companies including Johnson & Johnson and Procter & Gamble lobbied hard against the legislation. They say their products are safe. Moreover, industry spokesman John Herson says the companies favor federal legislation over state-level initiatives.
The problem arises for industry when you've got 50 different standards or not 25 different standards. That's when it becomes a problem and it becomes very difficult to deal with.
But now that the California law has taken effect, the industry says it supports the disclosure law.
In some ways, we've come to realize that information in this age is something that every consumer wants. And we realize that we need to provide that information in a pretty transparent way.
But once the information is out there, then what? Just because a toxic chemical is reported to be in a cosmetic, it doesn't necessarily mean it's harmful. Take phthalates, for example. They are a class of chemicals, some of which are linked to developmental effects in lab rats. But the FDA says the amount of phthalates found in cosmetics is not enough to conclude the chemical poses a threat to human health. Sutton with the Environmental Working Group says low levels of these chemicals can add up over the long term.
Two chemicals can together have a greater effect than the sum of their parts. And we need to start testing that. We need to figure out how these chemicals interact with themselves in our bodies to create potential health effects.
The new law raises another question: how the state will deal with proprietary information. Fragrance and flavoring are often considered trade secrets, and their formulas are protected. A provision of the law says that the state has to protect a company's trade secret. This potential loophole could allow manufacturers to keep some chemicals secret from public disclosure. The Department of Public Health will sort out the question of trade secrets and many other issues in the coming months. This fall, the state will hold public hearings to discuss how to implement the Safe Cosmetics Act. For KQED Radio News, I'm Irene J. Liu.
For more information on Quest, go to kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Fidesz Family Foundation.